never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Okay, Olympiese dowe swemheld Terrence Parkin is by ons vanaand. En nou gaan hy nou hoor wat hy nou dink van hierdie handskoen. So, noodless om te sê, hy het sy, he brought his interpreter, Johnny, who is also here. Hello, Johnny. Ek ben net voor my kalo sê, dankie. Thanks for being here. It's going to be easier with Johnny here to interpret for Terrence. Hi, Terrence. Good to have you on the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So it's been an interesting week, a couple of weeks. You know, a lot of people contacted me and they said, I have to bring Terrence Parkin on the show to talk about the road rage incident he was involved with.
Yeah.
Can you, and this is the thing, after a while, they actually spoke to the other guy that was involved in the road rage incident and he said, it wasn't him. He didn't do anything. He said, Terrence Parkin literally ended up in front of me on the highway and he almost destroyed my car. So Terrence, what's the story? Do you want to put this behind you or do you still have something to say about this?
Okay, well, basically, you know, after that incident, I went straight to the police station to open a criminal case because, you know, and it happened and it was a terrifying incident for me, you know. And yes, he did speed. Yes, he did not follow the road rules. That's all I can say. If you really want to find out more, we'll just have to wait until this police case unfolds.
I see. But it's an unpleasant thing, hey, road rage. It's unpleasant, and it's not something you want to happen to you.
Yes, I have to say, I have to, you know, calm myself about this whole incident because it was really an unpleasant experience. When I stopped at the fuel station and I saw the angry man over there, I thought to myself, okay, now, you know, I need to back off. I need to back off. Do not even try to speak to him. I try eventually to have a civil conversation with him and I try to type a message on my phone to him, but I could see he was very angry. I cannot divulge the entire story to you. I would love to, but let's wait until the criminal case is completed. Then we'll share it with you.
Does this happen, and this is now the thing, when someone is deaf, you do not know who is deaf and who is not deaf. Does it happen quite often that you're in an incident where the person does not know you're deaf and that you have to explain it to them, that you're not following their conversation?
I can't say not really. It depends on, you know, even on the road. It depends on the driver. It depends on how people react. You know, you can have old people with hearing aids on driving. You can never tell which person is deaf. You can never tell which person is driving a car that's in a wheelchair. So a person is a driver, no matter he's a disabled person, a deaf person, etc. And that's not really the point. You know, everybody needs to drive good and safely.
But for instance, in your case, as a driver, you won't hear an ambulance coming, for instance. How does it work in your case?
Yeah, very interesting questions. There have been incidences in the past with me. An ambulance, you know, use a siren, but also flashing lights. We follow the other cars, we see the reaction from other cars moving away from us. We look in our mirrors. We are much more visually observant. We see the flashing lights, and then we would notice it's an ambulance and pull off. Sometimes you would find an ambulance whose flashing lights is not working, but the alarms are working. So the siren would go off, but the lights are not flashing. I would then see how the other cars react and then follow suit.
Wow.
The Scenic Drive with Rion, exclusive to Jacaranda FM, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.